It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday, March 1st. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. This Friday, we'll see the launch of the Nintendo Switch, the new video game console from the Japanese company that was, for a lot of us, an introduction to playing video games at home. The Nintendo Entertainment System launched, oh my God, 32 years ago, which is terrifying because it seems like only yesterday I was sneaking over to my neighbor's house where Nintendo was allowed to play Duck Hunt. Of course, now people like me have a lot more money to blow on nostalgia. Maybe the reason that one of the first big games for the new Nintendo Switch is a new version of Zelda, another classic. To talk about all this, we got CNET's Lindsay Turrentine on the line. Lindsay, what was your original NES game of choice?
Oh, Zelda. I won. I beat it.
Oh, Zelda. You beat the original.
I beat the original. In fact, it was probably, besides Duck Hunt, Zelda was my favorite, and probably because I beat it.
Were you into the dungeons or like the highlands?
I was definitely more of a dungeons girl.
You heard it first on Marketplace Tech. So how is this console different in terms of how it's being marketed, would you say, than the Wii U, which hasn't done as well?
This console is definitely being marketed with a nostalgia play in mind. And the people I know who are most interested in this particular console may be close in age to me. And I'm not going to say exactly what age that is.
Hey.
But it's an age that involves Zelda and launching with this game. You know, it's a console that will appeal both to parents.
Yes.
And to children. And the parents who are basically just much like the Star Wars ethos, kind of like, hey, kids, let's do this thing together. It will mean something to both of us.
So there is a legacy thing going on here, right? Like parents who were weaned on Nintendo are maybe hoping to get their kids into it. And of course, Nintendo hopes that they'll get some new generations locked in too and maybe needs those new generations.
Absolutely. I mean, Nintendo hasn't had a console success, since the original Wii U. And it's taking some of the things that it learned from the Wii U and modernizing it, and it's sort of challenging the idea of how a console should work. But there are really only a handful of games coming out at launch. I think there are 7 coming out. Quickly, more and more games will be released. You should have 15 by the end of April, and then there are 80 in development. But it's going to be a little while until there's a full big slate of games.
Lindsay Turrentine, editor-in-chief at CNET. Lindsay, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Ben.
All right. Are you going to get a Nintendo Switch? And if so, which new version of a NES classic game would you like to see launched? Tweet me. I'm at the Brock Johnson. Under the Federal Family and Medical Leave Act, pregnant women are entitled to 12 weeks of unpaid time off without losing their job. For many companies, paternity leave isn't quite as set in stone. Well, a company called Tradesy, which sells secondhand luxury goods online, is trying to help lead the charge by offering generous parental leave to all of its employees, despite the fact that Tradesy is a startup with only about 100 employees and isn't profitable yet. Why risk it? We asked CEO Tracy D'Annunzio. Tracy, thanks for chatting.
Happy to be here.
You recently put in place a paternity leave policy. Tell me how it works.
Sure. We now offer equal paid leave for both new moms and new dads when they have a baby. And we kind of go above and beyond what the state offers by giving 12 weeks of paid leave, an optional additional 12 weeks of unpaid leave. And the policy is 100% equal for moms, dads, and really any new parent.
What is it modeled after and why are you doing this?
Our original inspiration actually came from one of our investors, Richard Branson, who created a phenomenal policy at his Virgin Corporation where team members who've been there for more than 4 years both men and women get a full year of paid leave when they have a baby. Mm. We're not in a position to do that, particularly because the existing laws in the U.S. don't help us subsidize and support that as much as they could.
Uh-huh.
But we were very inspired by that move. We believe that it's good for our people and good for society in general. So we went ahead and implemented our version of it, and we hope to continue making it a more robust policy.
How much does it cost you?
You know, we have a young team and they are in their baby-making years. So we have had a number of people take advantage of the policy. But when you weigh these costs, the benefits are just incredible in terms of loyalty. I think it pays off in ways that aren't quite quantifiable.
Tradesy is in some ways a real sort of tech forward and tech company. And as such, it really needs to compete for talent, I would assume. Is that part of this as well? Are you doing this to help you compete?
I will say it doesn't hurt. Giving paternity leave is a really important way of supporting women in the workplace, because as long as women's paid leave is subsidized and men's is not, that system sort of insists that it's the woman who will step out of the workplace to attend to childcare needs. And so what our policy says is that you as two parents make the decision about who is the primary caregiver and how that works. And so that supports the wives of the men who work for us. I think those wives are also happy to encourage their husbands to take jobs with us.
Tracy D'Annunzio is CEO of the company Tradesy. Tracy, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you.
And while we are talking online commerce, Amazon Web Services provides cloud computing services for a large swath of the country's organizations and their websites like, oh, you know, Netflix and the CIA. Except sometimes it doesn't. Yesterday, the company's S3 data storage system went down, and so did a bunch of sites, other sites like Trello and Quora that rely on the system. Last year, the company's web services division made over $12 billion, a good reminder, tweeted some, of just how much of the internet relies on Amazon. And yet, when the internet goes down, the world, it doesn't stop turning. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.